Hello, 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 Didi, friends with your conscience. Yes, so how are you doing today? How have you been since we cut up hair? Yeah, just have been fine. Just have been surviving. That's the word. So, it's my birthday tomorrow, so I'm feeling giddy, yeah? Yeah, I'm feeling very excited. Yeah, because the month of May is one that is mixed for me, has mixed feelings, right? So I'm trying to appreciate the happy moments more. Right, so I'm here. That's all that matters. I'm here now. I'm going to celebrate it. Right, so what's been happening with you? I found out in the Nigerianness, in my Nigerian local dialect, you know, it is how far now it's in the happen. Right, so somebody hit me up recently. I was like, Didi, thank you for the podcast and all of that, but I want you to talk about something. And I was like, okay, what's that? And she said, I should talk about assumption in relationships. Yeah, she said, I would appreciate you talk about assumption in relationships. I'll suggest the topic for your podcast, assumption in relationships. So exact words. What is assumption? Could it be said that at the base of assumption is I too know? You know, that is a line in Nigeria. If you want to describe someone that feels like they know too much, right, we call them I too know, you know, ITK, no. Right, so she was like, what causes this? Is it a feeling of superiority of knowledge? Could it be a reason? She said, because she has seen this play out over time, and so assumes based on that. But then, could the person making this assumption be judged? I mean, this is the experience which have patterned them to think in a certain way. Thus, drawing conclusion. So she's saying that, is it possible that you're also judging the I too know person because it's their experience or their, so far it is their own truth to know that so much. Right? So, she further said, I think a cure to assumption is when not clear, ask question to get feedback before you conclude. So she floated a problem and gave a suggestion. It gave a solution. A queen I stand. Right. So I said okay. Let me play the devil's advocate. And I said, this is assumption I hear people say. Right, it's an assumption I see around, and people say that they say it is feminine to always take note of every little thing. And so, if a guy does that, the guy is unmanly. Is that a healthy assumption? Right, you know, so because I was trying to say that people have gendered the concept of assumption, they say that assumption is a feminine thing, right? So, even preachers always say it, you know, it is only womanly to do this. It is manly to do this. You know, I hear it a lot. And she said, no, she doesn't agree. Assumption too is not something that happens only in a romantic relationship. It happens in any kind of relationship. Okay, this person is driving it deeper. She says it happens in both parents and children relationship, employer and employee relationship. She further said, but then the twist is the assumer, quote unquote, could be justified because he or she has seen this played out over and over again. So what's the need of asking to get clarification or feedback before conclusion? You know, so she was justifying that assumption most times is out of experience. So if I have experienced a pattern over and over again, it's only normal for me to conclude. So I shouldn't probe, I shouldn't ask. I should just say, I've seen this pattern play out before. So this is what it should be. I should deduce an inference. Right? You know, so we had this banter. back and forth, right? Sina shared a story of certain of something that happened to her personally, right? How assumption is not even only in romantic relationships. She said how that she came home one time, she went out, she was charging her laptop and went out, and then came back after a while and noticed that the elder brother was on a laptop working. And because of electricity issue, right, she was angry. Like, you know, we won't always have lights. So I'm charging this, so when you take light, I can keep working. And then you just unplug it and you're, you know, she was thinking that. She didn't say this out, she was thinking out loud. And then she was just thinking in her mind, basically. So she just, but because this person is her elder brother, so she could not talk too much. You know, she could not say a lot, right? So she was just angry. And the brother looked at her face and noticed that she was angry. He caught the gist and said, "Madam, go to the living room and check the table, please." You know, that kind of a sultry response, you know, basbos. We call it basbos in Nigeria, right? So she just angrily walked back to the living room, and there she saw her laptop charging where she had left it. But then she had assumed that her brother had taken her laptop to work. And so imagine if it wasn't the elder brother, if someone she could run her mouth at, she must have said so much on assumption. Can you beat that? Right? So she gave me this example to say that assumption is only in romantic relationships. It doesn't really care romantic relationships. It happens even in every everyday relationship. And I really get. You know? And since that day, she said she became very careful. She became very, very detailed, right? She wants to cross her I's and dot her T's before she gives she submits her opinion about anything. Because she says, because it's happened before, doesn't mean it is true to happen again, right? It takes a level of maturity to reach that. To reach that space in your mind, right? It takes a bit of maturity, right? I remember a friend of mine when we were 7 during NYC would always say, "Intelligence is the lowest form of intelligence." It is intelligent, but it's the lowest form of intelligence. I can't forget that line, right? So. Because it's not unintelligent. It is intelligent, yeah, but it's just the lowest. It is basic. Like, it is without effort. Do you grab? Okay, it's okay to assume, but why don't you just query more? So it is intelligent enough to query. That's what I was saying. I love that, my friend, right? Because his mind is awesome. But I want to take this deeper, right? Especially as regards romantic relationship. Might not even be romantic. You know, people mistake kindness for romance or for affection, for intimate affection. So this is what I mean. So for example, this very intelligent young lady finished from school and was waiting to get posted for service, you know. So it takes a while in Nigeria for that to happen. So after university, if you come out tops in your class, you know, like quite tops, like the first 10, first 20, thereabout, you know. So it's like almost like 2-3 months before you go. But then, you know, and then it depends on the school too and all of that. You know, there's a lot of factors determining that. So imagine she's waiting for 3 months to get posted, right? So, but is this uncle? Is this friend, this family friend, quote unquote, this elderly neighbor that is very nice and really likes her because she's intelligent
This is in all platonicity. There's no word like that. It's a platonic relationship in the part of this uncle. Just likes her because she's intelligent, she's quick, she's fast, she's... You know, intelligence is attractive, right? So this uncle just really likes her. Let's call her Chika in this event now. So this uncle likes Chika. And then, so if uncle needs anything, uncle calls Chika. So uncle lives in the topmost flat in the house. So if uncle is not around, work, yeah? Uncle will call Chika if he has a delivery. He's expecting a delivery. Just says, Chika, you know, Chika's playing the role of like a PA, quote unquote. Uncle just likes Chika. So uncle wants to get something and uncle needs someone to quickly go down to the mall or something or somewhere. So uncle calls Chika and says, Chika, what's your account number again? Quickly help me go to the mall down the road and get me so, right? So my uncle sends the money to Chika's account. Chika gets it. Chika gets pair 5k, gets pair 10k, you know. That's the one way uncle supports Chika. So uncle sees an opportunity. He says, oh, Chika, come and intern here, you know, while you're waiting for NYSC, right? So uncle is just that man that really likes the fact that Chika is smart and intelligent and, you know, pretty a rarity lately. But because of societal constructs, you know, in this part of the world, when the opposite sex is becoming overly nice, people begin to say that there's an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
So, and then it does happen. We're not going to say it doesn't happen, but then it's not always true. Because of that construct, Chika begins to allow that foil certain of her action. So she's not assuming that uncle is not just being uncle anymore. It's not an extra. You know, so this begins to necessitate certain behavior from her. So when uncle says he wants to get something, Chika would feign being busy or would be unavailable. So uncle noticed, and because uncle is always busy, never really around, you know, so one of the days uncle called Chika and said, Chika, I have a two-day program. I want you to plan the event, right? And you know, Chika is not like the first child of the house, because uncle has just one wife, likes Chika. And you know, so, but assumption, societal constructs, all those things are frail. These things began to make Chika think that uncle was beginning to overlike her, and it's possible uncle was having a sexual undertone to his niceness, and that's how Chika lost that relationship that was beneficial to her, because of course uncle is a very busy person, so somehow maybe got a PA or something, or just couldn't want, or just didn't want to see finish. You know, in Nigeria, see finish is when people begin to use familiarity as an excuse to insult you. So because they are close to you, they begin to disrespect. Yeah, that's see finish, right? So uncle didn't want to experience see finish, so uncle just let it go. Assumption had cost that beautiful relationship. You know, speaking of people like me that appreciate the older and younger people relationship, because I feel that that's the one thing that has helped me in my life, and I appreciate it a lot and I encourage it. This is not to say that there are no downsides to it, but then I am a living example that there are more positivities, if you ask me, experientially. So imagine if Chika had probed, and maybe we have an environment that allows people to find a way to communicate, you know? What would have happened if Chika one day walked up to uncle and said, uncle, can I have a word with you? And Chika says, "Uncle, I'm sorry if this sounds insulting, but you'd agree with me that it is a cultural construct in this part of the world to always raise eyebrow when an opposite sex is being overly nice, right? So, forgive me, I just want to be sure, right, that this is what it is. Right? What would have happened? Imagine if that happened. You know, imagine if we live in a society where there is room for open conversation in all truth and spirit. Imagine, maybe we would have less of assumptions, because there will be truth all the time. Just maybe. Right. So I thought of this today, and I felt like talking about it. What has assumption cost you? Think about it. What have you quickly lent your voice to, and after a while realized you were wrong? What? Think about it. Think. There are also people that get sexually attracted to the older people, right? It's a sin, and it's always a case of, you know, he was being nice to me, she was being nice to me, and then, you know, and I happened to realize that I liked him too, and they started doing hide and seek, you know, all of that. It happens. But then it is not a lie to say that there are also positive relationships like that. Yes. It's a possibility, and it's a beautiful thing, and should be encouraged. What should be discouraged is assumption. What should be discouraged is societal construct. What should be discouraged is cultural construct. Whatever construct should be discouraged, every box should be shattered, because it has caused more harm than good. Yes. It's my humble submission. Because I want to throw the question, I want to float the question again. What has assumption cost you? What if you had allowed time? What if you had queried? What if you had allowed curiosity? You know, why don't I just, you know, curiosity and positivity, you know, because sometimes this is born out of sheer pessimism, right? And it's not to say that we should be Pollyannish, but then there's nothing wrong with some optimism too, right? It's possible it can be wrong, but then is it truism to say it could be right? Think about it. So my word for you today is, take your time. Before you jump on a gist, take your time, because your decision could be fueled by assumptions. Take your time. I didn't talk about it at the Pinkett and what's his name again, August, that last year when it happened, because I thought about it in a lot of ways. It was an older and younger person relationship, and I understand how that one could be mesmerized by the awesomeness of an older person. Yes, have you seen Jada Pinkett? That woman has a level of glory. Right? And then, so you cannot be outside and latch on why you think what happened and all of that, you know. I didn't lend my thoughts on that. I didn't even talk about it at all intentionally. I recorded something about it here in my podcast, but I did not share it. I didn't publish, because I think I understand what it means to crush hard for an older person. And then it might not just be crush, you know, it might just be out of honor, and then you get exploited by the older person. It could be two-sided. It could be that the very awesome older person let you in on certain conversation, and then the younger person used that to prey on them. It's also very possible.
You know, so I'm careful to say Jada Pinkett prayed on August prayed on Jada, you know, all of that. No, I like I said, assumption is wrong. Even though Jada did a red table talk and that, and she had the heart to hearts on it, you know, but we didn't hear August side. Even though August released this song where he was shading her. Okay, so my point is, people were saying so much. People were down talking Jada. People were, hey, some people were on her side. Some people were, oh, my Jesus. And these people were not there when anything were happening. So shut up. Shut up. There are three sides to this story. Yes. There is the both parties' side, and then there is the truth. So, shut up. It's not enough to say I heard both parties, so I know. No, keep quiet. No, you don't. No, you don't. No. Assumption. Right. Assumption is when you see somebody and then you feel that they just will be snobbish because they have a certain pattern of gates or the way people had described them or the way, you know, all of that. Assumption still. I'm careful not to say much about the Jada and August just, but that is that about that. Be careful, take your time, don't be quick. Yeah, don't be quick. Investigate, query, be curious. Open-minded while at this, and then she'll meet truth face to face. Thank you. Happy birthday to me too. May 27th, rock. Yeah, we do rock. Children's Day. I'm forever young. It was me they sang that song for. Right. So think about it. Let it rest in your spirit. Be peaceful with yourself. Be happy. Don't assume. Ask questions. In my dialect, they say that he that asks questions rarely misses his way. Yes, ask questions. Jua juju. Theory. You will know better. Thank you. Didi. Have fun. Smile more. Encourage truth. Appreciate truth. And you will live longer. It's DD, the one that talks about stuff that people are afraid to talk about. Yup. Friends with your conscience. Have a beautiful day. Bye. Do well to lend your feedback on this. Let's hear what you think about it. I would love to hear from you. Ciao, ciao.